Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The following content is not suitable for children.
So, pick six. George, the Cowboys broke a record. Were you happy?
I'm very happy. Very happy.
You're such a Cowboy fan.
How does this New Yorker, a Cowboy fan?
I know. How is that? You're going to have to tell us that story, but we're going to figure out what a pick six looks like in our relationships, okay?
Bring it on, baby.
Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
Okay, buddy, how in the world does a New Yorker become a Dallas fan?
It's easy. When you're a little kid and you grow up playing Pop Warner football at 5 years old and the team you're on is the Cowboys, even though you're in New York.
Aww.
And this was back when Roger Staubach and all those guys were playing America's team, and I got hooked. I've been with them ever since. And it's not so easy going to firehouses in the heart of New York country, Philly country, where they've got some diehard fans, if you don't know, being a Cowboys fan.
But Yeah. So did your father watch football too? Was he a big football fan?
Yeah, he was a fair weather fan, I like to call him. Whoever was good, that's who he liked.
I do have my favorites, but sometimes when I'm watching a game that my favorite is not playing, I always ask my husband, so who are we rooting for?
You just like the entertainment. It's not that important. My family don't want to watch games with me. I get too intense. I got to learn to mellow as I get older.
I know. I thought what was funny was we were watching the Cowboys and they were doing well. This was a couple games back, and Derek says, I'm gonna text George, like, you know, look at those Cowboys. So he texts you something like, look at the Cowboys, and you text back this kind of complicated strategy comment. And my husband is like, wow, look at those Cowboys.
Oh, I wish. Again, I've coached my sons. My brain thinks strategically. It's not so simple. I always wish I could have a simpler time. And I don't want any hate mail from people who hate the Cowboys. So, you know, Mr. Bland, my quarterback.
Mr. Bland. Yeah.
Ron Bland, yes.
Okay, explain what a pick six is and what Bland did and why it's so great.
Well, first of all, he's subbing for Diggs, who's a fantastic player, all pro player.
Yes.
He went down. Everyone's like, oh, their season's done. And this guy comes out of nowhere to step in, and he just set the record. Never in the history of NFL have people had that many interceptions that they return into a touchdown. So it's such a huge momentum play. The other team's going in, right? They're going to score 7 points if you don't stop them. And not only do you stop them from getting seven, but you get seven yourself. It's like a double win. It like totally changes the momentum of the game.
Yeah. So why is, if you get 7 points, why is it called pick six?
Well, you get 6 points and you got to kick the extra point.
Right. That's okay. I actually knew that for the record, but I just wanted all our non-football fans
But you know, pick to explain. Six, it kind of rhymes. You know, pick seven doesn't have the same little
right, same sort. But pick six, it's like you pick up the ball that's been fumbled and you run for the touchdown. And yeah, he ran, yeah, what, 63 yards? Holy Toledo. He's amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I saw the play, actually.
But I so. Love that you have some idea to turn this into sex. So I will switch your idea with this one.
Okay, so.
Is that a new position?
I'm thinking about how when we think we're doing okay and we fumble the ball, and then how do we like turn the fumble into something that is a huge win?
Right.
How do we change directions when we're going one direction and we're going to lose, but we actually pick it up and turn it around and it's a big win? And so I was thinking about, you explain it.
No, I want to just highlight the opportunity, because I always let couples know this. Like, you are both a split second away from turning this around if you're willing to kind of look for new opportunities. It's hard to do with a yellow brain, and you're getting defensive and you're getting tunnel vision, and it's like taking you down the negative cycle. And it's like, we know this ability to repair is the crucial factor for couples. Right. And yet it's hard to do when your brains are in these defensive places. But just like when you're calm now, listen, and just to think about these things, these ideas are always floating out there, right, in the universe. There are things that can really turn this around.
Right. Exactly. So I was thinking maybe we figure out five ways, or five typical, you know, ways that we're about to fumble the ball, especially as we're in the holidays right now. And just how do we turn it around? So let's just imagine, you know, a husband is approaching a wife and she's like, I'm busy. Maybe it's, you know, the wrong time for her. And she kind of turns around and says to him, can't you see how busy I am? And then immediately, what?
I want to finish reading this book.
Or how about I got a million things to do before Christmas?
That's one.
And And then she sees the look of disappointment or the frustration in her partner. How can she pick six when she's like, that wasn't really what she intended? She was busy, but she didn't intend to hurt her partner, and she's not necessarily against sex.
I'm eagerly awaiting your answer to this.
Okay, so let's just say a wife has told her partner, maybe given a short answer, like, can't you see how busy I am? And he walks away frustrated. And she realizes, oh, I do not want to go into the cycle. And I really did, you know, it just wasn't the right time. So maybe she could say something like, hey, you know, can I have a pick six? Basically asking for a do-over, right? Can I have a pick six? I know I just fumbled it. What I really meant was, you know, I'm just not interested right now, but like, let's get this all done. And tonight we'll go out to dinner and have some downtime, and then I'm all yours.
Oh, I like it. I have an image of closing a book, throwing it across the room, and saying, let's do it, baby!
You know? Okay. That's a score, right? That's a score.
That's a score. You want to shock the other person's brain to kind of recognize that what you're anticipating is going to happen doesn't necessarily have to happen.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay. I'm going to do one that is typical, I think. Let's say...
Can we flip it where I am now walking away? Say you say no, or it's not the right time. And now I'm going to walk away frustrated. How can I kind of...
How can you pick six?
How can I pick six?
Okay, what do you think? You
know, well, maybe I could say something like, you know what? I'm going to take this passion that I have for wanting to have sex, and I'm going to invest it in what you want to do right now. So you want to do all these kind of hanging of ornaments? Let's do it, baby. Let's get a glass of water and hang those ornaments. You know, to throw myself in the direction of where you want to go instead of fighting it.
Right. I like it. I totally like it.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized.
Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Maybe I can say,
What do you imagine the climate of the home, the spirit of the relationship is going to be, rather than getting offended and hurt, like you just turn it around? What do you think is going to happen in her heart?
A softening.
Yeah.
A softening. Absolutely. And it's a nice imagery. Can you think in your brain, pick six? I don't have to go down this road of being defensive and miserable and taking the whole family down with it. I can just, turn it around and head in the other direction.
Exactly. Okay, let's say she's all dressed up. It's a holiday party. And she has now spent an hour primping. And he's a little impatient because they're going to be late. And she comes down and says, "How do I look?" And he says, "You look nice." How do you think that lands in her brain after an hour of primping, trying to look nice for him?
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Okay, so she could be all disappointed and let down. She could say, "Thanks a lot, buddy." And the night could be off to the races.
Right. So who's doing a pick six on this one?
I think the husband needs to do the pick six first because he can see that she's deflated.
Well, again, that would be easy if you're on top of your game to just say, hey, hon, I get stressed with being late and I'm sorry I was focused on that, but damn, you look good. I mean, we don't even need to go to this party. We should just party right now. I mean, how I'm the luckiest man alive. How did I get so damn lucky? You look fabulous.
Right. Now, I think that would work. Would work for sure. Okay, what if she's the one who, he's still stressed out. He says this and she says, "Hey, look it. I know we're late. You want to be even later?"
Whoa.
That might be good. Right.
Damn, I think he might fall over in that one. That might twist his brain up and be like, "Late? I don't want to be late, but wait, I don't want to turn down sex. This is like a dilemma that I might freeze on." I would not see that coming.
Uh-huh. Might be good.
That would be the best way to train me not to want to be late. What a brilliant pick six, Lori.
I love it. Okay, how about... let's get one more in here. How about when your partner asks you to do something, maybe not sexually, maybe it's just a chore? Would you pick up 16 items at the grocery store for me? I forgot it while I'm making dinner. Could you go out and get all that?
Mm-hmm.
And the partner is like,
"Seriously, you know what I got to get done?"
Exactly. So how do we pick six? So you say that, and I could think, how do I change the day? You're right. I wasn't thinking about all the things you got to get done. Let's call Grubhub or get it delivered. Or, I got my mother coming over. She said she'd help me do anything. I can call her and have her pick it all up. So that's kind of solution. That's not necessarily a relationship thing.
Well, it's a shift in energy. That's what I'm seeing in the opportunity here. Like, if the negative energy is like, "I ain't got time, I'm rejecting you, I'm frustrated too, I'm defensive," it's a shift towards positive that can get excited. Like, you know what? I can do these things. I can be on your team. I could take something off your plate. I can feel good about my contribution. You're so important to me. I want to make you feel better. Like, there's that opportunity here that most of us are missing in those moments because we get caught up in our own, selfish kind of just framework, which is normal and natural, mm-hmm. right? But again, right. That shift in energy, I can say, wait a second, I can be excited here. I don't have to go down the negative road.
Good. I mean, the energy is already shifting as you talk about it.
And that's what, if you see the pick six in football, it's like, there's so much stress, that the other team's offense might be moving a ball. And all of a sudden, when the defense not only stops them, but runs the other way for a touchdown, there's like this huge celebration. It's like, can you look at me, world? Do you see what I just did? Who thought this was going to happen? And then the whole defense comes and runs and they have like this party. Like, it's that idea of positive affect. Like, kind of hell do we celebrate, baby?
Okay. So you are the one who's asked. Let's pretend that. and you're all stressed out and you give a defensive answer and then you think about it. How could you turn it around?
Yeah, it's that shift.
I got lots of ideas for you.
Roll them.
So, I mean, I think if you go, wait, you are the mastermind of this party. You know, I know that I got a lot to get done, but I love how you plan parties. I love the way they turn out. If this is what is the priority, we can do it. You know, I'll do it. I'll do that first. Is that what you want me to do first? Like, just to me, like getting in the spirit of it, because, you know, oftentimes in this situation, right? You know, she is the one planning the party. She kind of knows the order of how things need to go.
Yeah, I like it. First, it's not only saying I want to do this now, but like I'm available for other things afterwards. Like it's such a patient, open-ended statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Well, you've got the smile on your face, Lori. You're going to make Derek listen to this, aren't you?
I am. Actually, he is. Very amenable to errands and stuff like that. He's awesome about that. So thanks,
maybe
honey.
I should listen to this.
All yeah, right. I think you need to listen to this. If you are like me, seriously, I'm always going a million miles an hour. I open up apps on my phone. I forget about it. I pay the first fee and then I think, oh, I'll close that later. I always forget, but Rocket Money can cancel subscriptions for you that are otherwise tricky or time-consuming to figure out what you have and haven't closed. Or Rocket Money will alert you to an increase in subscription prices and then will negotiate it for you. No kidding, I need that. I have spent hundreds of dollars a month wasted on apps that I am not using. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills, and we all need that at this season. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/foreplay. That's rocketmoney.com/foreplay, rocketmoney.com/foreplay. Uberlube, it's a luxury lubricant. Can you say that 3 times fast? Uberlube, luxury lubricant. You know, basically, it's pure silicone bliss. It is made from superior ingredients. It has skin-soothing vitamin E, and it goes on just like natural moisture, and it lasts a long time. There's no drip. Their glass bottles are truly beautiful. You can leave them on your bedstand. I do. No problem. Nobody notices. And it's basically like this thin, slippery silicone formulation. It reduces friction, which is great, but it doesn't reduce sensation. And it stays slippery long enough for lasting pleasure. They have travel-friendly, toughened glass bottles. You can slip it in your gym bag. You can slip it in your purse. You can be ready whenever. Try Uberlube, the silicone lubricant, at uberlube.com. Use the code foreplay for 10% off. Really, it is the best lubricant on the market. Okay, how about another one?
Well, I think maybe we can go back into the bedroom where you're maybe fooling around and your partner tries to do something a little bit different, but you're not so interested in. All right, so, you know, hey, can you switch positions here and, you know.
And then you get back from the partner just like, you know, I didn't want to do that, right? I feel like you're taking advantage of this, like my vulnerability here, just asking right now. Why would you ask right now? That could kill the session. That could kill the time.
And I think that it's okay if somebody's asked you something that doesn't feel safe. Of course, you should say no to that, right?
Yep.
But
absolutely,
that doesn't mean saying no has to lead to this the process. Like, how do you, you can say no and still say, but I love that you're trying to mix it up, baby. So how about we try this instead? Right. Or, you know, what else kind of interesting? So maybe we should get out of this bed altogether and go into the closet and, you know, try something in there. I mean, if you're going to say no, you got to have an idea of something new that's going to be fun. That captures the energy of what your partner's trying to do. Right.
That's the pick six. Yes, that's the pick six, right? That's the touchdown. That's the going for it rather than just the turnaround. It's actually the touchdown. When you take the energy and you suggest something else, that's a huge win.
Yeah, and I as we're role-playing this, I'm like, damn, this is not just a huge win for the person who's kind of getting a different experience. It's a huge win for you to not have to go down the negative road. Both people win from this pick six.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so let's say that I was asking for something that is really not an unsafe thing. It's just a different thing. And now mm-hmm. I got to be the one who turns it around and says, you know, when my partner is a dead no or, you know, a stop, how do I save the day? It's like, you know what? Wrong move. I'm so sorry. Let's do the X position that they love and let's keep going. You know, I got carried away in my head because you're so beautiful and you were so exciting. And I wanted to go for it, but you know what? Let's not. Let's go back. Let's have a do-over. Let's go back.
All right.
Do you think that would work?
It could. It's an attempt, right? It's an attempt at repairing. It's, uh-huh. I still feel like that I rejected you in saying no. Like there's not something else that gets me kind of excited, you know?
Right.
And maybe that's the opportunity to put it on me and say, hey, you know, I get that that's cool. Well, anything that you'd want to do to mix it up, or maybe that puts pressure on the other person. I'm not really sure what the person who's getting rejected can do differently. Because, yeah. And with all these things we play around with, we don't have all the answers, right? We just try to get people to think about this and play with it.
Yeah, I think that sometimes during arousal, like our brain short circuits, you know, and we forget sometimes what we know about our partner. And I hear this a lot, you know, I've told them how to touch me. I've told them what I like. I've told them what I don't like. Why, when we're in the middle of it, would they ever suggest this or would they ever do that or would they forget to do this? Mm-hmm. You know, and I really do think sometimes in that aroused state, it's like we're just so immersed in our bodies, we're not thinking as much as we need to be thinking.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that the thinking again, like, oh my gosh, or a sense of humor. I will say that's Derek's saving grace is he's funny. And, you know, oftentimes says something funny to me that saves the day. So maybe it's like, let's see, I'm not as funny as my husband. I got to think of something funny to say. That was my lizard brain. That was my lizard brain. I'm coming back into being human again. Let's switch it up, you know, and do this. You know, I really want to make you happy. Yeah. And my lizard brain just took over for a minute and I don't want to do that thing anymore at all because it's going to shut us down. Let's do this thing.
All right.
You know, so you kind of save the day.
Exactly. I like to use the image of a soldier. You know, a lot of clients will use mm-hmm. the same imagery to just recognize that protective part that's starting to emerge. That's just trying to do good things. But it's going to really totally change the direction of the time together, right? Do you actually need that soldier or can you say, can you stand down? Like, can you just take a seat for a second? Like, I get that your partner asking you to do something you don't want to do is a threat, right? So that soldier comes up and says, hey, I don't like that. Why do you got to bring that up, right? And do we actually need that soldier or can we do that own internal work to say, thank you, buddy. Thanks for protecting me. But I want to actually have some fun right now. So sit down. And if it continues to go bad, please come back in. But like, I think making that choice to take the defensive part of you and sit it down makes the space for this shift towards the good energy that says, and what's the opposite of the soldier, this more playful kind of fun side of you. Actually, you want that side to come up. right? And that's all we're trying to play with here, is that opportunity in these misses to actually shock your partner and shock yourself with something extraordinary cool.
I like it. I think that understanding is helpful, because you're talking about, you're using a metaphor, the soldier as the protective part that may or may not be useful in this particular situation. And there's other parts that we have access to as adults that are not necessarily just the survival mechanisms that we learned maybe earlier in our life. So that maybe there are other parts that are playful, that are funny, that are, you know, we can access, that maybe are even open, that we might be able to access in the moment instead of the protective soldier.
Yeah. I have the image of Vacation George. I want Vacation George to show up, who don't have a lot to do, who's relaxed, who's had a nice workout, had a nap. I mean, it just wants to dance, have a drink, like that fun. That's who I want to show up in this place. I don't need the Navy SEAL. Can Vacation George show up, right? And being able to kind of just make that choice.
I love it. I love that. And I actually know Vacation George. I love Vacation George too. That's great.
He needs to come out more, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, well, you're about to go on vacation.
You're working too much. This is getting too hard. You got to do something, right? Because it is hard when we're overworked, right? When we're running out of gas, it's so easy for the soldier to just be on duty 24/7. And then we lose access to these freer parts, these more playful, joyful parts. And it's just a good reminder that you can always access them if you make a choice. If you just sleepwalk through the day, chances are the soldier's going to kind of run the whole day for you, right? Or you can say, you know, and I get the soldier on limited capacity. You got to be like as efficient with what energy you have. But, you know, that's hard for the people around you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is a good lesson I'm hearing you're learning. For yourself too. Working too much. How
always
do I shift? How do I shift?
Yeah.
And you're going on vacation. Yay. Some work, yay. Some vacation. Yeah. Yeah. So happy for you guys. That'll be good for you. Okay.
Enjoy the process, right? The journey. You don't have to get so focused on the outcome that we don't enjoy the journey. So all you listening, at any moment when you find yourself getting pulled into the negative cycle, either person could say, not only I don't want to do this, but what can you do differently that's a pick six for the other person that shows them a very different energy? It doesn't mean they're always going to respond, but it gives you the best chance of going down a very different road.
Right. That is the goal, is especially when we're trying to break the cycle and we know our patterns. I mean, these are also typical. You know, and if we can think ahead, I especially think that sometimes we're blindsided, but if we already know our partner always does this and says this and pushes me in this way or doesn't respond to me in that way, it's like we can think ahead. What am I going to do the next time that happens? How can I pick six? How can I turn it around?
Nice.
Yeah.
Blindsided. You're speaking my love language, all these football analogies, Lori. You can get void the sack, you know, you can make the tackle, you can run for it.
Exactly.
And who don't want a celebration dance? I mean, is that not fun, love, when you're both in the end zone dancing and kind of.
We did it. Woo. We did it. We turned it around. Yeah. We were going to lose. We were going to lose. And now we're winning.
So listeners, you got homework. Just try one of these pick sixes. Life's going to throw you something today that your brain can easily take in defensive ways. And can you just stop yourself and say, you know what? Let's try this wacky thing. Let's do a pick six and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just imagine the one that usually happens and figure it out. Figure out a different move. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Keep it hot, y'all.
Okay. So tell us about your cutting edge training that you're doing on success and vulnerability.
Lori, we just keep pushing it, coming up with a new module on the playbook of a pursuer, playbook of a withdrawer, really practical moment by moment moves of what a therapist can use. You know, we're so focused on what's happening in session. Enough of this talk about theories and these global things. I think most therapists are looking for, what do I do in this moment? give me a tool, George. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's awesome. I am so glad you guys are doing this work. I think it helps us be organized to see you do it. You do demos, you do explanations, teaching. It really is interactive. And I think that so many trainings that we sit through don't give us an opportunity for that. So what you're doing is really important.
No, we try to emphasize the teach it, show it, do it model of learning. You need to have some ideas, so we try to teach those. And then we try to show what it looks like implementing those ideas. But most importantly, you now got to practice it. That's how they become yours. And that's what we want our listeners and watchers to do, is become their own moves.
Find George and his teaching at successandvulnerability.com.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-MY-4PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
The co-hosts of Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
There's only two of us, but I get third billing.
Our Fabulous Advice podcast comes out every Tuesday. We answer all kinds of pressing questions like,
what do you do when your boyfriend's mother is poisoning you? Or when you get an Airbnb host who dies? We have fabulous guests like Conan O'Brien,
Lamorne Morris,
Nick Kroll,
Hannah Einbinder.
Listen to Ask Rana on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.